Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
37849, and it may be under a different zip code because I've recently moved.
Okay. Well, I will try that one, and thank you for that information. All right, I'm still accessing information. If you would also please provide your first and last name.
Teresa Anderson.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Anderson. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
The address, well, current address is 224 Medora Drive, Powell, Tennessee, 37849.
Okay, and thank you for that information. I've gotten some information located. It shows that there was an attempt to process a request online. It shows your first and last name along with that address. And it shows
okay.
A declined payment for the Byte Sub app. How is it that I can assist?
Well, that was my question. I got this number from the Capital One customer service. And they were telling me that I needed to call to check to see actually who this is from. I'm not sure if it's a fraud, like somebody's trying to order something on my card, or if it's something I ordered. And I thought I was calling the person who I was ordering it from.
Yeah, it shows a declined payment of $59.89 for the Byte Sub app. Which shows that there was the use of an Android or an iPhone to complete a survey. A contest was entered. It shows a mixer was offered on the page, but the charge that was declined was what was in the terms and conditions.
I remember that, and that was I did that. So I don't want to purchase that because
yes, ma'am.
It was showing it was supposed to be a survey or a contest that you could win the mixer. So I'm glad that was declined because I won't do that again. So what do I do now?
The charge didn't go through, so there's no account or charge. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So now that I know what it was for, they said that I guess I'm supposed to call them back and tell them that they can take the hold off my card because apparently I have a hold on it because of that, because I guess they thought it was fraud, and I certainly appreciate the people that keep an eye on that kind of thing.
Okay, well, you can certainly tell them that the call center did confirm that the $59.89 for the Byte Submail app, which was in the terms and conditions, declined.
Okay. I will certainly tell you. And what's your department again?
We're customer service.
Customer service. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate you, and I'll give them a call back.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.